News Radio KMAN and Focus continues here on a Wednesday morning. We're talking with Todd Lovin, the manager up at Tuttle Creek State Park, and talking about all the great fall events happening right now at Tuttle Creek. And there's some great ones that we haven't mentioned yet that are still coming up, aren't there?
That is true. And a big date for us is October 17th. We've got numerous ones going on then. And kind of one of the key ones is we have the Little Apple Glow Paddle that we do every year, actually officially put on by Manhattan Parks and Rec. So if you want to register for that, you need to go onto their site. And we'll be kayaking in the dark again on the river pond. And this year, a little bit of change. We're not doing a big group of rentals. For the most part, they are focusing on people with their individual boats, but they will supply some names of organizations such as us or K-State that might, if you don't have a kayak, that you could still rent one and be a part of that. But yes, this is where we get a lot of people to come out and kayak in the dark, and they light up their boat with glow sticks, and they dress up in a Halloween-type costume. It's a lot of fun. A lot of support there with other boats and things like that. So it's safe. It's a safe event that way. Yeah. Also, on that same day, we have an event I'm pretty excited about. It's in partnership with the Wander Woman KS or Kansas, and they're calling it an Owls event, and it's just for women. It'll be about 30 women should be involved with that, and they will shoot some archery, do some kayaking, do some outdoor cooking, some tent put-up building, and some stuff like that with a camp out. That's through, again, Wander Woman, and if anyone's interested in that, they'd have to go to their Facebook page or website. But we're pretty excited about that one. In combination with that, we kind of tapped into our week or two ago was the scheduled typical bluegrass festival at Walnut Valley in Winfield. Well, that got canceled, so a number of those folks that are local came out to the park and just set up a tent and just start jamming there for every night for have these little jam sessions. Well, we talked to them, and we got them hooked up to come back for that October 16th and 17th weekend. So you come off the water on that kayaking, and you can hear them jamming a little bit, or you can just come out to that Friday or Saturday. So it should be a lot of fun with that too. And there's just good pickup sessions and of some good music.
Yeah, that's great. You know, and that's a want for a lot of folks right now, is to get to hear some live music. So you'd probably get some interest in that, I would imagine.
Absolutely. It was it was real popular the last time, and it was a lot more unscheduled. So hopefully, yeah. If you do that sort of thing, feel free to come out and pick and jam with them. And if not, if you just like to listen to it, come out and listen to them. They'll be around in the park there. Typically, again, they start at about 7 o'clock in the evening. But it's a real pickup thing. There's no cost to any of that, again, except the state park vehicle permit. So. Hmm.
You know,
it should be a good time.
Yeah, you know, that glow pedal. Yeah. I'm sorry, real quick. The glow pedal, that always sounds like so interesting to me. And do people get in like kind of festive with that, with the costumes and such?
Oh yeah, you get some will be just normal dressed, you know, just out for a kayak, and there will be some that just go over the top crazy Halloween costumes and dressed up. And we've had them like people dressed up like skeletons, and skeletons hanging all over it, and cobwebs hanging over the kayak, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. I'll keep that in mind. And then you had some updates for Fancy Creek as well. Tell us more.
I did. I do have just a couple other real quick things that are coming up.
Okay.
And that's on October 30th. Probably putting together a hike yet, like a Halloween one on that Friday, and probably we're still doing a archery tournament for probably kids with Chapman School District on actually October 31st, a Saturday. And then also put a plug in that we have with Manhattan Running Company. They'll be putting on the Little Apple Marathon here coming up shortly as well. So a lot of good things that way that I wanted to give a brief touch on. But as you mentioned, yes, on Fancy Trick, we have a lot of projects going on there and kind of been extended. It kind of really started, you know, a year and a half ago when the flooding happened. It kind of got delayed then, and we got out of that mood for a while, and that method of work. But we're kind of back on that now and trying to really bring some cool stuff and good stuff back there. This summer, we was able to put a shower building back in there and water, or some limited water. That was a big deal. That park hadn't had that since the 93 floods took that out. So I'm real happy to get some growth back in there. And just having a shower building and that available just really opens a lot of doors for people to go up there.
How great has it been this year as far as you know, the weather not really being too much of a factor to kind of let everything kind of get back to normal, at least in some sense, as far as you know, all the damage that we saw last year and kind of recovering?
Oh, that has been huge, you know, for that. You know, we've worked through that a number of times, but with everything of last year and the pandemic going on, yeah, that would have been another stumbling block that would have been huge to work through. So we're really grateful that we haven't had to deal with that too much and kind of can restore some things back to where it's at. So also up at Fancy Creek right now, we've got that building in. We still have to do some sidewalks, some parking areas and that sort of stuff. But we're kind of in the middle of finishing up a dump station that we're rebuilding, put in a camp host site there. So we'll try to have a person on site there the whole time, and it'll be a really nice site. So that won't be open this year, but if anybody's interested in being something like that, that's where we provide the person an electric 50-amp service, water, sewer, and that part's on us to trade out and do some work for us. So that's really good. In addition, there is a little disc golf course up there as well. Going to try to do some improvements on it. Doing some sidewalks. And then mountain bike trails are always a work in progress up there. They have a real good group of a couple of guys that I just need to give a shout out to that do a tremendous job up there. And those trails are just getting really used, really heavy. And got a little work there to do with some signage yet. But if you're into mountain biking in Kansas and looking for a little bit of challenge, those are good ones to go to.
All right. Keep that in mind. Fancy Creek is a great place. I love going up there. Anything else, Todd, that you want to hit on before we go? We got about a minute left.
Well, one thing we're pretty happy on, and things just keep rolling a little bit. It was getting older, but the flooding of last year was the final straw on it. Was our fish cleaning station there by the marina. It was pretty much destroyed. So we now have a contract out for obtaining a new one, and technology's changed a lot since the previous one was built, so we're quite happy with that. Hopefully we'll have that all good to go by the start of next year's heavy fishing period, spring fishing. So those things aren't given away either. There's a lot of money that's involved with those sorts of things, so making progress, but trying to clean up some of those things still that are a result of some flooding.
All right, very good. Well, Todd, I always appreciate getting these updates. It's so wonderful. It kind of flows really well to have you on and Ben Jedlicka here on the last day of the month. So we'll look forward to hopefully talking to you guys again next month at this time.
Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate it so much. And if you want more information, you can visit Tuttle Creek State Park on Facebook page. That's going to wrap up our show here. We'll tell you what's coming up on tomorrow's program. We've got a couple of different guests. We'll have NBAF officials joining us tomorrow, and Perry Wiggins, general in the Governor's Military Council Executive Director, will join us for the second half of the program tomorrow. Later in the week, we've got Karen Hibbard from Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. We'll have Megan Doherty on from K-State Research and Extension. She'll join us on Friday. And we'll also get some information from the Kanza student table. Of course, they've got their meals going on tonight. We'll talk with Vicki James and Father Gale on Friday about how that program has been going. They've been doing that for about the last 3 weeks, and I think it's going very well. They've had a lot of success delivering meals. I know 1 week they had over 300 participants driving up and getting those free meals. So lots of good going on in our community, despite all the coronavirus pandemic stuff. We're finding all those good things to tell you about here in the news as well. By the way, if you want to go, they're doing those meals at 5:30 out at St. Isidore's. And the menu this week, baked ziti pasta, beef sausage, pork meatballs, and a breadstick.
And Clark Howard's up next, followed by Rush Limbaugh, then Dan Patrick, and the game from 4 to 6 here on K-Man. Good morning, now 10 a.m.